This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. State officials today will celebrate a Northeast Kingdom airport's new runway, a project several years and many millions of dollars in the making. Now private developers are on the hook to deliver other improvements, and there is some concern about delays in the developer's timetable. Hillary Niles has our story.
Dan Govan radios from his four-seat Cessna and aims for the sky. Govan lifts off almost every day. He had been running the Newport State Airport for almost a decade when, in 2012, developers from Jay Peak Ski Resort took over management of the facility. Jay Peak's parent company, Q Resorts, kept Govan on to run airport operations. He's seen a lot of changes since then. From 1,000 feet above ground, he points out some big ones.
You can see the black part at the other end. That's all new.
1,000 feet of fresh blacktop caps the base of the airport's north-south runway. Between it and a tiny white terminal building, construction vehicles crisscross a new area for planes to park. Beyond that lies a massive new stormwater retention pond.
The base of that is the size of a football field, believe it or not.
These and other infrastructure improvements were mostly paid for by federal grant money, a lot of it. Here's Guy Ruel, who heads up Vermont's aviation program.
$2.1 million is our usual program funding from the feds every year. We brought in about in excess of $60 million in 2 years.
You heard that right.
$60 million.
Almost half that has gone to the Newport Airport for upgrades designed in conjunction with Q Resort's plan to put the airport on the map. They'd build a new and improved terminal with customs service for international cargo and passengers, bonded warehouses for use by import-export businesses, an assembly plant for small aircraft, and more hangars for private plane owners. The legislature even renamed the airport this year as the Northeast Kingdom International Airport. To date, though, it's mostly the publicly funded projects that have come through. Q Resorts, which also has projects in limbo in nearby Newport and East Burke, hasn't yet delivered its end of the bargain. Ruel acknowledges this has caused some nervousness.
Because I also not only have the concerns of the relationships that I built with everybody on this airport and the expectations for this to follow through, but I also have people that I report to. And they're like, wow, Guy, why did we give all of the transportation funding match for this for a dead-end project?
Ruel says he relayed that concern to the developers, and he understands their strategy, which JPEAK president and CEO Bill Stenger sums up this way.
Why would I ever build a terminal before I had a runway that could service the aircraft? It would be a waste of time and money. Now that the runway is complete, we are now ready to pull the trigger on these other things.
Ruel says he's cautiously optimistic that Q Resorts will deliver. They've built a new hangar, initiated plans for a new fueling station, and nearly finished designs for the new terminal. Now all Q Resorts needs is money. Anywhere from $5 to $20 million, depending on the source. But it's not clear where that's going to come from. At a meeting in late July, Stenger surprised Ruel and others by mentioning the EB-5 Immigrant Investor Program as a possible source of funds. With EB-5, foreign investors receive legal residency in exchange for $500,000 in qualified investments. It's how Q Resorts has financed major buildouts at Jay Peak. But especially with increased state and federal oversight, EB-5, which can be unpredictable on a good day, does not work for Ruel's timeline.
It, in my eyes, was going to push that terminal out another possibly 18 months to 2 years, and we would have an apron sitting there with, you know, we're here at the prom, but I'm not dressed up. So.
JPEAK CEO Bill Stenger denied that anyone from the state has steered him away from EB-5 for the terminal. He says he's not pulled it off the table entirely, though he says it's not his first choice.
If we can incorporate it into a logical EB-5 project, we may pursue that. But right now we're looking at other alternatives.
Stenger says promising options abound.
We can do it with a mixture of private commercial lending and then other financial devices that are available, such as issuing bonds or doing a Vita loan or a combination of things.
However it's paid for, Ruel expects terminal construction to start in April. Stenger gives more leeway for potential permitting delays. He says once it's started, terminal construction should take 6 to 8 months and will occur alongside construction of the bonded warehouse and deployment of the airplane assembly plant, all of which he expects to complete by the end of 2017. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.